You are listening to BensTorah.com.
God's name. Danish mushrooms. Now, before Matthew and Mr. Victoria, it's Marty Rabiedl. It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
Okay, before we start the Gemara, let's be honest, and okay, everybody, don't worry, okay, if you say the wrong thing. See, Yankel, I know you don't worry if you say the wrong thing, okay? Yeah. What's Beina Shmash? So what does it mean? What does the word mean? Let's first start. What does the word mean? Shemesh, between the suns. What does it mean?
The sun sets.
So why, which two suns? Huh? That's how you understand. That's a good point. It's a night, but it's not what we, Maral, the Gra don't learn that way. No, so the Shmash is partially means a Shemesh. You're right. It's Mishamish. It's true. So it's called the sun. Okay. Maral says Grain has a different pshat. It's not Neger till you know the Gemara. So to say it all will be on. But the Maral in Parshas Boy says because the Ikka Mishamish is the sun. That's true. As he said before. Right, that's the day, the king of the day is the sun. The sun is what keeps the world going. Everybody goes to sleep when it's, the sun is out, you know, especially in the old, when they didn't have electricity. The sun, the day is called after the sun. Right? Now, let's forget about the literal word, Ben Hashmashes. But what does Ben Hashmashes mean to you, Yankel? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Between the setting and the dusk.
The dusk, I don't know. You know what dusk is? You know what the setting is? You're not sure about that either. But what does it mean? But what halachic nafkamina does it make to you? That's it? That's when Kedavin? Oh, so let's take Lamashal. Shkia this week was 5:15 around, right? 5:15. Shkia. What's Bein Hashmashes?
Next 18 minutes?
Next 18 minutes. For some reason you chapped onto 18, you know, because you give $18 for tzedakah. I don't know, what you got 18? How'd you get 18? Whatever, okay. Next, let's, what is it though? Huh? Go ahead.
It's a time of permissibility.
Permissibility? Well, you're allowed to do anything you want. What? Well, I don't know what you got to say that for. So, I mean, you're right. It could be negay. What it basically means is it's a zman. You're not sure if it's day
or night.
That's how you put it. You're not sure if it's day or night.
Twilight zone.
Twilight zone. That's what I waited in here. It's a twilight zone.
What?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if that's true.
It's not like it's the
guy
never been
a
time.
It's not going to have been a time already. What? First before. Okay, we'll get to that. You're not right. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Not, you're right in one aspect. It means it's a zman, it's a suffix. No, let's take tonight. At 5:15, it might, 5:17 might be Sunday, it might be Monday. Okay? So what's the difference? Okay, so let's go back to Friday, because we're trying to use the word permissibility. That means at 5:16, can you put on the lights? No, because it might be Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos, at 5:16, can you put on the lights? No, because it still might be Shabbos. You're not sure if it's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. How long does that last for? That we'll see the Gemara soon. How long does it last for? Yankel's throughout 18 minutes. But that's, no offense, shtus, it's a stam 18. Could be you're right, according to one sheeter. But stam you threw out 18 minutes.
What?
Huh? No, Erefine we don't pass them like.
No.
Where? Okay, but that's just what Bein Hashmashes is. Okay.
No.
Erefine or? Not exactly. No. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that.
Rashi says.
Okay, good. Yanko, Baruch, very good. Five, Rashi says. Yeah, we'll get to that. But anyway, okay. So we'll see the Gemara. So one second. Avada, it means it's a Suffolk day, and Suffolk Monday, Suffolk Sunday. Suffolk Monday, Suffolk Tuesday. Whatever it's again, it could be Isurim or Mutheter. In other words, if Lamashal, if you... a woman has to do bdika. She has to do bdika during the daytime. She has to do before 5:15.
Right? After 5:15, that's Kishayla. Depends on how late you did it. But Akoponim, you're supposed to do before 5:15. Right? A woman has to go to the mikveh, let's say at night, with Makrit, so she has to go, not 5:16, she has to wait. The time of Bein HaShemoshes. And so forth. In other words, Bein HaShemoshes is the pshat, you're not sure if it's Sunday, Monday. But the uncle said twilight. It's twilight. Oh, so now let's learn the Gemara. Now, how long do we wait, Taka? Steve, how long do you wait? I mean, don't wait. I know religion is a private business. Yeah, so what, is it Chassidish? We'll see from the Gemara if it's Chassidish. Okay. How long do you wait? So, well, you know, whatever the Rav announces. I don't know. The Gabbai announces, right? So in yeshivas, they wait how long? Everybody knows?
90.
Not necessarily 90. We'll see why we get 90, Ben. 72. Other places don't wait 72. 50, 42. We'll see. Right now, we're not going to go into 42. It's a different thing. We'll see why. Right now, we're going to go into... Oh, so let's first, to make things a little simpler, Steve, don't get nervous, it's not going to be big math here, we're going to go to Gemara. Okay, so in order to make things simple, let's start call the day sunrise and sunset. Okay, the sunrise and sunset. And 6 o'clock is sunrise, 6 o'clock sunset. Now, for now, all we have to know is sunset. 6 o'clock is sunset. You can write for yourself, 6 o'clock is sunset. Okay. Let's look at the Gemara. Tana Rabban. Yankel, you have it?
Yes.
Bein HaShemoshes. I didn't finish. I'm sorry. So the Maral says Bein HaShemoshes means because there's a Shemesh of Sunday and there's a Shemesh of Monday. In other words, even though the Shemesh doesn't come out, but the day is called after the Shemesh. The day, because that's the Ikam Misham, like Izzy said, that's the Ikam Misham. So when you say Bein HaShemoshes, according to the Maral, it means between the Shemesh of one day and the Shemesh of another day. Sunday, okay, Sunday has the word sun in it, but Sunday is the Shemesh of Sunday and the Shemesh of Monday. Meaning, what are we Mitzyachas to? Which day are we Mitzyachas to? What do we hold that day? So let's see the Gemara. It's a Brice. Tana Rabban. Bein HaShemoshes. Suffik min hayom, min halayla. It's a suffik if it's from the day, from the layla. Suffik kula min hayom, suffik kula min halayla. You understand? That period of time that we call Bein HaShemoshes, which we haven't determined how long it is yet. But that period of time that's called Bein HaShemoshes, we'll call it 18 minutes just to make Yankel feel good, right? To call it 18 minutes, so that's 6 to 6:18, excuse me, that whole 18 minutes could be day, meaning Sunday. It could be night, meaning Monday. It could be 9 and 9, 10 and 8, you know, whatever, 12 and 6. Now, does it mean it changes every day? Rashi holds it does, but that's not Negeos right now. Rashi holds that you can have one Bein HaShemoshes 18 minutes a day, and the next day, which is very strong, we share mark. What? No. Stam. Bein HaShemoshes change. It's a sort of a hybrid. Every night, every day could change. All we share arguing it. They say it's intrinsic. If Bein HaShemoshes half is 9 minutes a day, next every it's always. We just don't know. We are not sure what it is. We weren't given a clue. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told, or he himself didn't, we don't have that Kabbalah, whatever it is, we don't know what it is. It doesn't change every day. Okay, so Meila. Matil anaisa l'chaymer shnei yamim. So therefore, you have to give it a chaymer, astringency of both days, meaning from this 6, let's call again 6:18, right, you have to look at it Sunday, Monday. Oh, so Meila, when it comes to Friday, it might be Shabbos. So therefore, what do? Don't do malacha. As far as Saturday, it might be Shabbos, not Sunday, not Saturday night. Don't do malach. A child that's born before 6 today, when do you do his bris milah? Next week? Sunday. A child that's born 6:30, when will you do it? Next Monday. What if a child's born 6:10? When do you do his bris? So what would you do now that you know that? What would you do?
Monday.
Monday. Why? Because you're not sure, because Sunday might be too early, therefore you went to Monday. If he's born Friday at that point, 6:10, when do you do the Mila?
Sunday.
Monday? How'd you get Monday?
Sunday.
Sunday. Why? It can't be Friday because it might be too early. Might have been born Friday, but it can't be Shabbos because it might be Friday and you can't do Mila on the 8th, only the 8th. Exactly. Right. So that's what it means, matil noisim. Now, as far as I see in the Gemara, I don't see a machlekes chassidish and litvish in the Gemara. Okay. Right. And by the way, this and again now has nothing to do with chassidish. Mamish nothing to do with chassidish. It's not a No. It's not negiah today's shir, but that's a big mistake people make. They think it's a chassidim. Chassidim go with that shita. It's not chassidish. That's not true. But it's not chassidish. Chassidish is, you know, wing a strimal. But, you know, davening with a certain zman, that's not too chassidish. That's, you pass like that. We'll get that. I don't, you know, want to get that confused. Right? Now, the people who know the halacha are makbid at certain times. Not like Stam Chassidim decided they can daven late at night. Okay, but that's not negiah today's shir. Now, what's called Beinish Mashes? So here we'll see it's not 18 minutes. What is it? Mishatishka Cham, as soon as the sun sets. Now, when does the sun set? Easily you look at, you know, hopefully we don't have to look at the New York Times. You look at Poor Richard's Almanac. Everybody remembers that?
Yeah.
I hope so. Okay. When I said in yeshiva for the Bachum, they had no idea what I was talking about. Right? So I guess you have to be at least, what?
They weren't
educated. Yeah. But Poor Richard Almanac says the Shkia. You look at the, no, nowadays you can look at the Yatet, I imagine it says, right? Or the Medea. All right, so you see Shkia Scham. So 6 o'clock, or tonight, 5:15, whatever. Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Me'edim, you look at the east, it's red, right? If you've ever been in the mountains, you're able to see that, you see a redness. Hichsif HaTachtoin, at the bottom it looks silvery, meaning dark. Lo Hichsif HaElyon, that's called Benesh Moshes. Hichsif HaElyon, V'Hichsif HaTachtoin, Zehu Laila, Divra B'Yuda. Okay, in other words, it's just giving you physical signs. Right now, it's not going to help us, we'll see soon. Rabbi Nachman Yaim HaKadesh HaAlech Odom, Metishka Chama Chatzim Mil. Oh. Reb Nechemia says it's the amount of time from Shkia Sechama that you walk a half a mil. Oh. What is a mil? A mil is how much? 2,000 amas. An amma is 1.5 to 2 feet. So if we say 4,000 feet, how long would you say that takes, Yanko? A mil. How long would you say that takes a person to walk 4,000? 18 minutes. There you're right, Yanko. Okay? That's what's called 18-minute matzis, Yanko. You know why? Not because it's chai. You know the story of the Satmar Rav. Somebody once came over to him, gave him 47 dollars. He says, Gematria Yoel. Satmar Rav's name was Yoel. He said, Echeist Yoelish. They call me Yoelish. So this is all there. All right? So it's a good one. Om Yailish. But anyway, 18-minute matzahs. Now you're in the name 180. We have a bakery, Baruch Hashem, now in Far Rockaway. What is 18-minute matzahs? 18-minute matzahs means like this. It means you can't leave dough alone, the Gemara says, for mil. For this man of a mil. Oh. Therefore, in order to make sure that the dough is not left alone. Now, technically, you can leave it around for an hour. As long as you beat up the dough, you roll it, you hit it, whatever you do. But we're machmer, they take the, from the time they make the dough, they roll it, and within 18 minutes, somebody stands there with a clock, an exact clock, and they put it into the oven. Why? Because the Gemara says a mil. To make sure, by mistake, maybe there's a part they didn't touch, maybe they didn't beat up. That's what's called 18-minute matzahs. It means mil. How do we know a mil is 18 minutes? That's not poshut either. The Goyin Taka holds, it's not, it's, it could be 22 and a half minutes, it could be Shitas 24. Right now, we're not going to do that. Right now, we're assuming a mil is 18 minutes. So according to Reb Nechemia, how long is Beinash Moshes, Yanko? 9 minutes. Means from 6 to 609. Okay. Reb Yaisi, that's what Jeremy meant, Reb Ryan, Zeh Nichnas Vezeh Yaitz. Now, because of this Reb Yaisi, that's what the Goyin says is called Beinash Moshes. We're machmer like Reb Yaisi. It's very minute. But our Beinash Moshes means between the Shkia, Shmoshes, the Shemesh going down, of the first Shita, till Reb Yaisi, which is later. That's called Beinash Moshes. But we don't have to know that right now. But anyway, we have a machoid.
When they use it as a source, because we know like an ancestral Beinash Moshes happens a lot.
Well, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but let's first. What? Yeah, but it is. No, but it's not terrifying. V.F. Shalom Adol. What? Terrifying? No, the first sheet. Oh. Now, Amar. So the Gemara goes into what it means. This one we can leave. The Gemara goes into what does it mean, Tishkechama. At the end, let's take a look. about five lines from the end. Hishra tachta laila, v'ozla tamayi, the itma. You have it? Shir ben ashmosh is bekama. How long? According to the first mandam, which we paskin like, l'chumah, we'll see. How long is the shir ben ashmosh? Amar Rabbah, Yehuda Mishmul, shloisha chelkei mil. Three parts of a mil. Now, what does three parts mean? My shloisha chelkei mil. Ilay metals, talsa, palgamili. Three half mils. Name a mil a mechta. Say one and a half. Elatlasa tilsa mila. Means three-thirds of a mil. Name a mil. Elatlasa rivoy mil. When you say three, you mean three of three-quarters. Meaning three of the number greater than three, which is four. Three-quarters of a mil. So how long is Benish Moshes, Yankel? Come on. Put a dollar in front of it, Yankel. It's not so hard. What? Four and a half. If four, you take 4 into 18, it's 4.5. 3 times 14, 4.5 is? How much? 13.5. Benish Mosh is 13.5 mitzvahs. That's how we pass. Okay? Okay, that's... next mandama holds it's 2/3, which is how long? 12 minutes. But it starts a little later, so we don't... We'll go for the first one. We're machmeh like the first one. That means Benish Mosh starts Shkia Sechama for 13.25 minutes. That means, at when do you have to stop doing malach on Shabbos? Right before, if you have an exact clock, lamazagan, right before 6 o'clock. 5:59 is the last you do long. When can you do malach on Matzai Shabbos? 6:13.5. That's it. That's the Gemara. Not Chassidish, not Litvish, totally. That's what. That's the Gemara. That's it. That's it. Yeah, why is it Lakula? That's a lakula, that's the sheet. Why is it lakula? No. Machme means because the other one, okay. The one who says, everybody holds it ends at 13.25. The one who says 2/3, it doesn't start exactly. Shkis Chama starts a little later. The difference between 2/3 and 3/4 is how much? Elliot? A 12th. Gemara said that. That 12th, a minute and a half, one says Ben Shmash starts a minute and a half later. So everybody agrees when it ends. The Shal is when it starts. So Ben Shmash, the duration of Ben Shmash is, Baruch is how long? That's it. That's a Gemara. That's it. Bein Hashmosh. Now, this is clear. Bein Hashmosh is a 3/4 mil. There's no way to argue on this. 3/4 of a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, it's 13.5 minutes. That's it. Who? That's what he says. Because he made a chashmin. I don't know. That's a... No. How does he know that? That's so you understood the pshat and the braisa.
We don't pass on the Rashi.
Like Rashi? Which Rashi?
Rashi is 13.5.
No, no, we pass in its
faith. When
right, when this, so 13.5 minutes is Bein Hashmosh. That's it. There's nothing to argue about. That's a Gemara. The only thing to argue about is how long a mil is, which is not today's shear at all. It's a Gemara we're going to be learning, but...
It's neither day nor night. It's not half and half, right?
It's no, it's a Shaila. It could be day, it could be night, it could be both. Lamashal. The Nafkamina Gemara, that's why I skipped the Gemara. The Gemara says the Gabe Tumah. The din is if you see a Zav that sees two Riyas and three Riyas, so if he sees the whole duration of Ben Hashmoshes, it's considered two Riyas Lesafik. Because why? Because it's day and night. But when you do something, when a child is born between 6 and 13.5, we're not sure when he's born. If he's born Sunday, he's born Monday, he's born Monday, he's born Tuesday, and so forth. Yeah.
So if Shkia is at 6 o'clock, how right. Do we deal with that at 6 o'clock? Is that...
I don't know. It means 6 o'clock. The point of 6 o'clock is when it starts.
Is
I don't know. Let's leave right. That. I don't know. They didn't have clocks in those. They mean whenever Shkia Sechama is.
So if the child is born at 6:14.
Then all right. If he's born tonight, 6:14. Then Shkia 6 o'clock. You do the no. When you tell me, do the bris milah.
Monday.
Week. Right. Right. It's for sure Monday. And if it was born on Shabbos, Friday night, you do it on Shabbos, no Shabbos, it can be Mechal Shabbos. Then you're Sesafik. So you have to be Machmeh to do the ninth day or Shabbos.
So
do,
it's not anymore,
right, that's clear what it says in this Gemara. There's no mokum to argue on this. There's no mokum to argue. This says nothing, this is clear. What's the problem? The problem is we have another Gemara. And the Gemara, I did Bekitzer. Okay, we did Bekitzur this Gemara. And I'll mention parts of the other Gemara. The parts of the Gemara is like this, and this is really where you get this 18 minutes. The Gemara says, I'm saying this outside, that a person walks 40 mil in a day. That's what the Gemara says. You can walk 40 mil in a day. So let's make, you have a lot of paper here, so you can work it out, okay? 40 mil in a day. How big is a day? Oh, you have on your phone, okay. How big is a day? How big is a day? We assume it's 12 hours. What? Well, 1 second. We assume it's 12 hours. So 60 times 12 is what? 720 minutes. 1 second. 720 minutes. 60 times 12 is 720. Right? Everybody agrees? That's what I am assuming. Because if the Gemara says a person walks 40 mil in a day, it can't be talked about winter when it's only 8, and it can't be talked about summer when it's 16. It's a double day. So it must be talking about a perfect day. That's what we assume. A 12-hour day is 720 minutes, right? You divide those 40 mil into 720, what do you receive? 18. That's where you get 18 minutes. You follow? That's where we get 18 minutes. I said the kids, there's much more. We'll do that on another shiur, which we negate. Okay. Now, there's another Gemara. The Maharal says this next Gemara is what we call Sisrei Torah. We really don't understand. We'll just read the words. The Gemara says, Shisa Alpha Parsa Hevi Alma. The world is 6,000 parsas. That's how long the world is. As everybody knows, the world is flat. Right? Not everybody, I mean, I never saw it round, so we're assuming it's flat. The Gemara says it isn't, the Gemara itself says, but it's the way we perceive it. We also perceive the sun to be traveling. The sun's not traveling, the sun's not moving, but it sure looks like it, as far as I can tell, because when you get up in the morning, I see it over there, and at night, I look outside, I see it over there. Something happened, I didn't move, it doesn't look like we're moving, but that's we do. But in our perception, so the Gemara is just talking in our perception. Empirical. So that, empirical, okay, right. So the world from here to here is 6,000 parsas. A parsa, right, is 4 mil. That's not the game. 6,000 parsas. Sumcha derikia. This is the important part. Because sumcha derikia means like this. Sumcha derikia means we have a sunrise, we have a sunset. Sunrise, let's say 6, sunset is 6. Nowadays it's 7 something. To 5 something, it's a shorter day, but whatever it is, but you have something before and something after. What's that? In the morning we call it, everybody, Alois HaShachar. What is Alois HaShachar, Yankel? You know what Alois HaShachar is? Something or other. What is a Negea to know Alois HaShachar? What? 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 It's day. You don't have to give me. It's day. You don't even have to say it. It's the day. The day. The Alois HaShachar is the day. The nates, what we call sunrise, is not the beginning of the day. That's a misconception. When do we do Bris Milah? After nates. When do we take a lulav? After nates. When do you take a shofar? After nates. What do you have to What if you have to catch a train? Then you could take a lulav before nates. Then you could. It's a Mishnah in Megillah. V'kulan sha'asa im amad ha-shachar yatsa. He says, what? The beginning of the day, Chazal Makabel, is Alois HaShachar. Now, so why did they make Zer? It's very simple. Because we have clocks. They didn't have clocks. They had sundials, the best. Sundials don't work at night. Right? It's obvious. So, they couldn't tell when Alois HaShachar was. We do, because we know Alois HaShachar is yay so much before net. So we look at the clock. 6 o'clock it is. So let's show. We look at the board and it says, that's what, we have clocks. They didn't have clocks. So it's still dark. Now what happens, let's talk about very simple. Again, here's the world. Here's the sun, right? The sun, why do you see rays during the day? Because the sun is out. But you see rays before the sun, right? If you have, you're all up early, right? You at least nowadays, it's called early. So you see the sun before. What time is sunrise nowadays? Pesach, 7:20 even, right? 7:10, or whatever. seven something. But you see it way before. Why do you see before? Very simply. Because the rays of the sun are coming up, so you see. That's why you don't see light over here. When the sun's here, it gives light to the whole world, but it's over here, there's light. So that's what's called a Leis HaShachar. So basically, is if you look at the world like this, right, and the sun traveling, the sun is here or whatever. That's also Machlokes in Gemara. If when the sun sets, does it go underneath or does it go back up like this? Gemara says it probably goes underneath the world. Because if you ever take a go into the waters at night, they're a little warm. That's from the sun in China. That's what the Gemara says. Again, we don't understand what these Gemaras mean. But basically, what's Nigeas is the sun is like this. When the sun comes out here, right, there are rays. This is called the Sumcha Derikia. Right? The thickness, the density of the firmament, of the earth. In other words, the sun is traveling during the daytime from here. This is sun. Everyone, this is called Alois HaShachar. This is called Nates. Now, it's not so clear what Nates is, because I think in Britain, I remember as a kid always hearing, it's different than in America. Because in America, I think as soon as any point of the sun comes up, in Britain, it's middle of the sun. And this is a big shiloh, really. But we'll assume that the way we have the sunrise in the papers is what's called the sunrise. Well, this is...
Well, here also. Well, the way they have it in America, the way with the Navy or whatever it is.
Is when?
I think it's called, like, Shia would be when the middle, I don't
or
know.
The middle? It is the middle. Could be, no. I don't know. No. I'm not really sure of that. Okay, whatever it is, this is, so you get that? This is a Lois. This is Nets. This is Shia. And then we're going to see what this is. What do you think it is?
Say so.
Okay, so once, let's see. I'm a Reva. Shisa Alpha every pastor. Alma. The sun travels 6,000 parsecs, 24,000 mil. In other words, from here to here is 24,000 mil. What does that mean? This is, right, the sunrise to sunset, the sun has traveled 6,000 parsecs. Sumcha Derikia, this is 1,000 parsecs. Chada Gemara v'chada Svara. One is a Kabbalah and one is a Svara. What's the Kabbalah? And what's the Svara? Sava laki adam rabbi uchana rabbi yecha. Kama mahalach adam beini b'yayim. How long does a person walk during the day? 40 parsals. Oh. 40 mil. I mean. That's a parsals. 40 mil. Excuse me. Now, if he walks 40 mil, and this is 12 hours, okay, Ben, listen, this is important to you. If in this, here for here he walks 40, right? 40 mil, okay? And from Alois HaShachar till Nates he walks 5 mil, and from Shkia till Tseis he walks 5 mil. So what's the relationship of 5 to 40? An eighth, okay? Oh, so if this is 6,000 and this is an eighth, what's an eighth of 6,000?
750.
Wow, 750. Oh, so that doesn't, so how do you get 1,000? Oh, the answer is we have to change it a little now. And this is the big, right now, you have to say like this. This does not mean 12 hours. This means 12 hours. Follow? Not this. 12 hours means this. Oh. That means when a person walks 40 mil, he's not walking 40 mil and 5 and 5. He's walking 40 mil, of which that 40 mil, 5 is here, 5 is here, and how much is in between? Oh. So now, he walked 6,030. So now, what is the 5 out of 30?
6.
What is a sixth of 6,000? Oh, so that's 1,000. You follow? In other words, again, Yanko, if you're going to leave, it's not going to be...
What?
What? Good, okay. This Gemara is not too Ben Ashmash, right? Good, that's a good point. Okay, you got that?
She said that he was...
Okay, you got that? I'll go again. If the day is... from here to here. In other words, if you make 4 points in the day, call it Alois, Nets, a big space, the Shkia, and then Tzeisa Kachavim. Right? This is 30 mil. This is farthest. A person walks from here to here 40 mil. This is what's called a 12-hour day. Now, that's not a perfect day, because a perfect day is 12 to 12. That's the Goyen Steiner. That's why he learns a different shot in the Gemara. But right now, we don't have to know that. You follow? So, Mimela, if these two midpoints, the big point, the sunrise sunset is 30 mil, and the two endpoints are 5 and 5, so what do we have over there, Ben? We have, if a mil is 18 minutes, because it is, 5 times 18 is what, Ben? 90. Oh, so Ben mentioned something about 90 before. 5 times 18 is 90. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vayta. Meisavei. What? No, Ben mentioned before, he heard, he was in Brisk somewhere, I don't know, you meant that they told him they wait 90 minutes. There are people who wait 90 minutes. How do you get 90 minutes? So he says, 5 times 18 is 90. We'll see what that's about. Okay. What? We'll see. Meisavei. Frank the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Oyviyav shorikiyas echad masar b'yayim. Okay? Teda, you should know. Kama ma'alach adam b'yayim b'yayim eser parsos. Uma'aloysa shachad neitzachaba arba milin. Ah. Mishkiyas achama atzeis chavim is arba milin. Nimtza oyviyav shorikiyas echad masar b'yayim t'yufta. The rava t'yufta ula t'yufta. I left it at this. There's more to this Gemara. The Gemara says it's not true. What it comes out now, this is La Halacha. Then there's another Gemara which seems to say the same thing, but the Gemara learns a different shot. It's not Negiah to this year. Gemara says it's not true. The day is 40. The two endpoints are 4. 4 times 18 is how much? Oh. So this is 32. This is 4. 4 out of 32 is how much? An eighth. So how much is the Oyvim Shurikiya? 750. And that's what comes out now, which is not a guess. What do we got to know how big it is? But what comes out from this Gemara, you follow, is from Aloysa Shachat till here is how big?
Four.
From Shkia till Tseis is how long? Four. That's 72. Look at whatever it is, 72. So what's your kasha is he now? Yes. Right, because that's when a person walks. He'll walk till Tzeis. No, a person, when a person walks during the day, he walks when he sees a little rays. Till Tzeis, he sees a little rays. That's all it means. Gemara's not talking about a halachic day necessarily.
So then the
13 after the 72, that's no, this is the problem. So you have two Gemaras and this is Tzeis' Kasha. Let's turn the page off. But again, do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara said, there are 4 points in the day we're concerned with. Again, Alois till what? Nates. And what's Alois? The beginning of the day. Nates is sunrise. Then you have Shkia. What is Shkia? That's the other Gemara. Shkia starts what? Suffolk. And when is Tzeis, according to Gemara Pesachim? 4 mil after. Okay? 4 mil after. So let's look at Tysus. Right, the first, the Taisus Mesech Shabbos Lamedei. Trey Tilsa Mil. The beginning of the Dibur Masechta is 2/3, but he's going on the Gemara, you'll see from Taisus. Kosha. Yep. The Hacha Masha, from here you see, Mishkiya Sechama Ad Laila, excuse me, Leka Ela Tlosa Revoy Mil, is only 3/4 a mil. It's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. And the Gemara we just learned, the Pesachim, which was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Gufa Pesachim, Savar, the Mishkiya Sechama Atzei Chavim Arba Milim. So what's the Stira? What's the Stira? No, forget about it. Let's not even use those words, 72 yet. What's the Stira? Because in one place it says 3/4 of a mil after night is what? After Shkia is what? The Gemara never used that Lashon. You notice?
The end of Beinish Mashas.
Exactly. So it's not such a Stira. The Gemara just said 3/4 of a mil after what? Shkia starts Laila. Laila. The Gemara says, the two Gemaras can work out with each other. And the other Gemara says from Shkia, and when is it Tzeis HaKachavim? 4 mil, okay. So night starts 6:13 a.m., but Seis Kochavim is 7:12. So Taisus, look at Taisus. But Seis Kochavim is Laila. The problem is, when we say Seis Kochavim, we mean Laila. I didn't know that. Can I mean in Psachim, in Brachas too, Kemucha Kro, it says, V'anachnu Oysim Malacha Bayayim. And the Gemara learns out that from a life that they used to do Malacha in the daytime, and the Pasuk says, from a life of Shacha till Seis Kochavim. So Seis Kochavim means Laila. So that's the Stevet. That's what I said to bring this other Gemara. You follow? In other words, if you don't have any background, so it doesn't sound like any Stevet. One Gemara is telling us that Bein HaShemash is meaning Sunday, Monday starts between 6 for 3 quarters of a mil. After 3 quarters of a mil is for sure Monday, like tonight. But till 7:12, it's not Tzeisa Kachavim. The stars don't come out. Now, what's Tzeisa Kachavim? Tzeisa Kachavim, I don't know. So Tzeisa says, yeah, but there's a problem. Because you have a Gemara in Brachas, a Gemara in Psachim, that says Tzeisa Kachavim is Laila. So, but Laila is 6:13 and a half, you just told me. And over here, this Gemara at 7:12. That's the steamer. That's what bothers the Taisus. And this is a kasha every single Rishon asks. From beginning to...
What?
The Chatila B'di'evet? The Chatila B'di'evet? Laila? It's Laila, it's Laila.
That's 7, it's 16.
What? No, no, no. Three quarters of a mil.
Three quarters of a mil is 13. 13.
Right.
But if it's one, if it's...
4 mil, it's 4 times 18 is 72. Right. Oh.
It's nice to have it Monday and not night.
Why?
It could be Monday, and you would call it pre-night. Pre-night Monday, and then night.
We have enough on it. We have been as much as there
are. What are you saying, Gavril?
I'm saying that after 13 and a half minutes, then it becomes Monday. And
right.
It becomes Monday, but it's not yet night time. Let's say if
in other words,
that you have to do at
tonight
night,
is Monday first, day.
The end of the day.
Then it's Monday night. Then it's Monday day again.
Something
you're saying the
like
day is composed... They should tar and feather you, right? That's what, right? That sounds crazy. No. So this guy's a chaver. This is a kasha. We'll see. None of the Rishonim assume this, and we'll get. First, we'll see what the Rishonim say. This will be another shit the next year, Mishnah next week. This will be like Isaac Chaver's question, but it has to be explained. Need a little more explanation to it. First, let's see what the Rishonim say. Okay. So this is the kasha. Everybody sees the discrepancy in the two Gemaras. Dr. Jerry, one Gemara seems to say a new day starts 6:13 and a half. 6:14 is already Monday, tonight. I mean, saying it's a 6 o'clock day. Another Gemara says you got to wait till 7:12. What's going on? Somebody's, I think, thing went off.
Oh.
Someone, she. All right. Okay. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So this is very important. Listen to this. The Hassam, so again, you hear the discrepancy, Shki is what time? 6. Bein HaShemashis is till when, Yankel? 6:13 and a half. Seis Kochavim is what? 7:12. Problem. Oimer Bein HaTam, the Hassam, Mayri, Metchil, the Bein HaTam is Medayik, I'll say it outside first. Bein HaTam is Medayik, in some Gemaras it says, Shki is a Chama, in some Gemaras it says, Meshetishka Chama. Shkia Sechama means the sun sets. Tishka Chama means the sun really set. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hossa, meaning in Psachim, is Mayri B'tchila Shkia. V'hocha Meshetishka Chama, Tishka, Mesoiv Shkia. Acha Shenichna Sechama Ba'oiver Ikia. Oh, that's in two lines. This is what we call Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. No. You know when the day... when night starts, 7:12. You have to wait 72 minutes. When does Bein HaShemashah start? 3/4 mil before that. So if it ends 7:12, when does Bein HaShemashah start? 6:58 and a half. You got that? 13 and a half minutes before. What's 6:58 and a half? 13 and a half. What is that? Tishka Achama. 6 o'clock is Shkia Achama. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying like this. The Gemara in Psachim is talking about from Shkia Achama, right? When the sun sets, that means you look at the almanac and it says sun setting 6 o'clock. Rabbeinu Tam says that's day, it's still fine, it's day. till when? Till 6:58 and a half. Then you go that. Then you go to the Gemara in Shabbos, and at 6:58 starts Tishka Chama, and it's 3 1/4, 3/4 of mil, 13 and a half minutes is Beinah Shmoshes. You follow? What's Tishka Chama? Zokta Beinah Tam. When the sun sets, it's still daytime for almost an hour. 3 1/4 mil, 3 1/4 mil. Then when it enters the Chaloyne Erekia, some kind of window, that it's out of sight, it's still Beinah Shmoshes, it still might be day for 13 1/4 minutes. Oh. So according to Beinah Tam, what time does Shabbos start on a 6 o'clock Shkia? 6:58 and a half. When can you do Malacha till? 6:58. Matzai Shabbos, when do you do Malacha? 7:12. If a kid is born 6:30, when do you, Friday afternoon, when do you do his Bris Milah?
Friday.
If a kid is born 7:15, right? Friday night. Shabbos. About you know Shabbos. A kid is born 6, 7 o'clock. When is it? It's a Suffolk. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So now, Tuli. So when does the day start? When can you take a lulav till? Quote Rabbeinu Tam. 6:30 and a half. You can blow shofar 6:30. So when can the Chassidus still daven? What? No question. What? No. It's not true. If you go into a serious shtibel, they will not daven. You go into a serious shtibel, they will not. It's not true. I'll give you a very easy. If you ever make go to Chasana, Eden Palace or Concord, right? There's a shul, a block in there, in between the chuppah and the chasana comes out. There's a nice little shul there. Go there now, and all of a sudden, they sit and learn. It's a very nice shtibel, barshad, I don't know what it's called. And all of a sudden, they start davening in the summertime. And I say, oh, great, minyan from Arab. And all of a sudden, I realize they're saying, Asher Yeshev Eitzecha. But they'll never start before we'll see how much. They'll always be makbet to the T, Rabbeinu Tam. 5:30. What time is Shkir? Sure. Oh, so it sounds great. Okay, wait, we're not finished yet. Exactly. Now, you'll ask me, do Hasidim drive a car after 6 o'clock? No. Why not? We'll get to why not. But, what? Cigarettes. Exactly. You're 100% right. The Satmar Rebbe did it in Yerushalayim. They threw stones at him. Exactly. I heard a very nice story from the Satmar Rav recently with Lawrence. So he said over that when the Minchas Yitzchak of Yitzchak Weiss, he made him the Rav of the Badatz, you know, the Eidach Redis, the Kanoim. And when he was a huge Talmud Chacham. So the Kanoim were very upset because he was not such a Kanoim. In fact, he accepted, he was a Rav in Manchester, I think, he accepted, for his Sefer, he got the Pras Mosad Rav Kook, America's Rav Kook, whatever, Mosad Rav Kook, for the best Sefer of the year. He took they're going to become a Rav. How's he going to become the head of Yerushalayim, the Badat? Said, well, he's not a Kanoi. So they came running to Satmar Rav, and they said, what are you doing? You know, he's not enough Kanoi. So who should I take? Said, this one, that one. He's an unbelievable Kanoi. He's an unbelievable Kanoi. He said, but he's a big Talmud Chacham. He said, yeah, but he's a big Kanoi. He says, I'll tell you, a Kanoi you can become overnight. To become like Diane Weiss, he can't become overnight, that's for sure. Become a Zat Talmud Chacham, you need a lot of years of learning. I'd rather take someone else that'll learn not to Kanoi. We'll make him into Kanoi. You know what? We'll make him into Kanoi. That's not good. One night I'll teach him how to be a Kanoi. That's it. Anyway, Samarov did. It's true. It's no. Reb Itzel Blaser, Reb Itzel Pettisberger, writes, 1900, Kiyadua, then in Litta, 50 years ago, people were still doing Malacha after Shkia. That's what he writes now. But let's first, that's Rabbeinu Tam. And Ikra didn't really pass him like him. It says Shukam. One second. The question is, okay, good. Answer. You answered the two steer in the Gemaras. So the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara mentions Shkia, it doesn't say Shkia Chama, it says Tishka Chama. So what does Tishka Chama mean? Tishka Chama, what does it mean? 6:50, no, it's 3 1/4 mil later. The Gemara Pesachim says from Shkia till Tzeis is 4 mil. That's the first Shkia.
But what's that
Negeya? Oh, it's that Negeya. You heard this year already, you know. Remember, is it? What is it Negeya, the first Shkia? So that we didn't bring the Tysis, because it's a Tysis this big. Two Tysis. But what basically does Tysis say in those places? It's Negeya Karbonis. What does that mean, Karbonis? That you can't be Zayrik Dam after the first Shkia. The day for Karbonis ends by Shkia Rishon. Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, not Tishkachama. That means, if you shechted a carbon and you didn't do it Zrika yet, and all of a sudden it's 6:01, too late. You can't be Zayrik yet. So now, who has a problem with that? The Chassidim. Davening. Mincha is connected to Tmidin. So we understand the Chassidim that you want to say, so we'll tell him, be Michal Shabbos, it's still Friday. But how could you daven? Davening is dependent upon this. So this is before Chassidim a problem. This is the Shagasai and the Taz. That's what they talk about. According to Ben Atam, when is Mincha till? Is it according to the Zrika Saddam or the Akhtara? That's what Chassidim is saying. The same and Rabbein Atam and the Shitas that it does go with the Zrikas but Akhtar, which is not negated to that shit. But Akupan, this is the first part. We'll do next part. So I think we can, everybody try to keep up on earth. According to Rabbein Atam, let's just go over Bekitza, we have two Gemaras that are soicer each other, and we saw that in Toisvis says, why is it a steer? Because even though the Gemara just says 3/4 mil later it's night, but where's it saying anything about Tzayis HaKachavim? So Tzayis assumes Tzayis HaKachavim is night. So Tzayis says, you're right. There's first Shkia, there's second Shkia, and there's Bein HaShmashas. That means Bein HaShmashas is still 13 1/4 minutes, it hasn't, and a half minutes. It hasn't changed. Except instead of starting 6 o'clock, oh, so let's take a, anybody who just want to go outside, look at that bulletin board for a second. Tell me when Shkia was, and when it says, and when it's Tzayis for Bein, oh, you have? Yeah, you have it all on the computer there. It's good. What's that? Going, what? Yeah, like, what? 5:15 is Shkia. Okay. So when is Tzeis?
Here I am. I have it set. I don't know if it says 5:43.
When is Shkia? When I can't see. Let's get. Let's get to this. Huh?
You don't want to.
So who you have? You don't have?
I have Tzeis, but you said it different ways.
So
your mind says
5:43. Okay, that's 5:43. No, but he doesn't have any other thing? According to Bain of Time, when would it be? 6:27. 72. 5:15, he said. 6:27. So those of us kept yesterday in Yeshiva, you know, who were about to daven here yesterday, when did we daven? 6:15 or so. Why? Because by the time we finished davening, that's 72. So far, this week, at least, if you have no other sheet, they got to keep 72 minutes till next Sunday. Right? Okay, that's what we're doing. Why not? So that will continue.
Presentation of BensTorah.com.